everyone, welcome back to the podcast.
Hope everyone's doing well and you survived the holidays.
And happy new year from my therapist said, from the two of us. We hope you had a really good New Year's Eve. The most overrated night of the year, but whatever.
But most importantly, this is our chance to do it all over again, right?
Exactly. And this is actually exactly what we have planned for this week's episode. Last year, before New Year's, I think we did an episode on our intentions and kind of reflect on the year. And this year we thought we would upload it a few days after New Year's because the holidays are stressful and no one wants to listen to a podcast probably. So this is a great start into the year 2022.
It's insane that it's 2022, but hey, we all made it and we're still thriving. So yeah, I think you actually wrote down what we talked about. Funnily enough, talking about New Year's resolutions, I have no recollection of anything that I said last year.
Yeah. So last year, we asked each other some questions reflecting on the new year. Or not on the new year, on the past year. And we're going to do the same again. However, I think we should start with looking back at what our goals or intentions were for 2021 and see how far we got with them. So, Lola, last year, your plan for 2021 was two things. Firstly, you said that you would like to continue being aware of how people affect you in terms of that you have the feeling that you care too much for others, or not care, I'm sorry, that you do too much for others, and you wanted to put more emphasis and awareness towards your relationship hygiene and wanted to put yourself first more. So how did that go, in all honesty?
So that's fucking hilarious because it obviously did not go well, considering the situation that I'm in right now. I'm going to be completely honest with everyone. I got back in touch, or somebody got back in touch with me that I was really in love with, but it was a very bad situation because he was an addict. And in the last 2 months, we've been talking a lot and I've been helping him through his issues and I've been very supportive, and I think I dedicated a lot of my mental space and energy to him, which goes against my New Year's resolution. And it's been very exhausting and very hard and very emotionally overwhelming. So it's very interesting that it also is coming up right now, right at the end of the year. And beginning of the next year, because that was the one thing that I wanted to work on. So yeah, I don't think I did that very well.
Okay, so my New Year's resolution for 2021 was to buy as little as possible new things in terms of clothing especially, and I want to really to stay away from like fast fashion, and if I shop, that I shop secondhand or vintage or whatever. And I gotta say, in the first third of the last year, I think I did pretty well. Mm-hmm. I really was very aware of it. And then there was this weird moment where I feel like I just forgot. I forgot about my New Year's resolution.
Yeah, I totally forgot.
I completely forgot. How do people do this, guys, when you listen? How do you do this? Do you need to like put up a sign somewhere in your apartment that you see every day? Because I genuinely forgot. And I remember one time I bought something, and you know how sometimes you buy one thing and then you spiral and then you just go shopping. And then I felt so guilty and I was like, shit, my New Year's resolution was not to buy anything, but I just forgot. So I think the first third of the year I did well. The second third and the last third, not so well. But still, once I became more aware of it, I stopped again. But yeah, it's difficult. I wonder how people do that. How do people remember their resolution for the entire year? Is that something maybe you have to manifest in the sense of you tell yourself every day what your resolution is? I don't know.
I think you have to be very conscious of it. And we kind of assumed that we would just remember or keep it in mind. I don't know. But yeah, I totally forgot. Like when I was thinking about it, what my resolution was last year, I could not remember. And obviously for a reason, because I totally went against it.
Mm. And then we both had a resolution for 2021 concerning the podcast, which I thought was very interesting to look back at. And our resolution for the podcast was to put ourselves out there more and be more confident about the podcast, in the sense of that we reach out to people and engage in more stuff, like when we're asked to do something on Instagram and stuff. And I'm very happy about this because I feel like we really did.
That's true. We definitely did. We did some live streams. We did some, collaborations.
Yeah, we were on, some live streams. Not, 100 of them, but we were on some. On, 3 or something. We spoke to other people. We made new contacts in that field, as much as you can over social media. But in that sense, I think we did really well. We also grew a lot.
That's true.
So kind of want to keep that up. That
was good. So we did one thing right.
We did one thing right in 2021. I think before we get into our resolutions or intentions, whatever, for this year, 2022, we should answer these questions that we also asked ourselves last year.
Okay.
So to first reflect on the year 2021.
What a year.
What a year it's been. And the first question was, Lola, what are 3 words that describe 2021?
Stressful, lonely.
It's been a rough year.
It's been a rough year. Stressful, lonely, and let me think of one positive. Challenging.
Yeah.
What about you?
For me, I would say frustration, change, and frustration, change, and realization.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say realization, I have to think of this video of Kylie Jenner, you know, where she's like, it's really been the year of realizing stuff. We've all been realizing stuff. But I feel like I really have realized a lot of things this year. But yeah. Yeah, so not... It's really weird because when you describe it, when you try to look for these words, they're never really positive.
No.
But they're also not necessarily super negative. You also want to find something that's somewhere in between. It was
tough. And I think it doesn't mean, again, like you said, it's not a bad thing that it was tough, because I think we both grew a lot and we learned a lot. But I have to say this year, also the weird thing about this year is that it doesn't even feel like a year. Like the last 2 years have been such a blur, that I don't even really have a clear picture of what this year was. I don't know.
Absolutely. Yeah. The next question is, what was the biggest challenge in 2021? Man, you've also really had such a wild year.
Yeah.
Like your entire year started more or less going to New York and being stuck there for months.
So I would say the biggest challenge for me was not being in control and not being able to control my surroundings. Like I got to New York and everything kind of fell apart and was not in my hands. Like there was nothing I could do to change the circumstances. And I kind of just had to adapt and figure out what to do. And I ended up staying there for 6 or 7 months, which I did not plan. I was living out of one suitcase. And it sucked. It really sucked. But at the same time, it was so good for me to learn that I can manage and that I was fine. Talking about buying things, it was so interesting to experience not having my stuff, because I really didn't miss it. It didn't matter that I had 3 outfits. I didn't care at all, which was, I think, also a really good lesson.
Mm-hmm. For sure. For me, the biggest challenge in 2021 was probably, this is really vague, but I think I haven't felt anxious and lonely as much as I did in 2021 in a very long time. And this is related to also a certain point that I reached in my analysis, in my therapy, I think, where because of also the external situation of COVID, etc., I was so much more alone, and also sometimes maybe not physically, but just felt so much more alone, as we all did, and also couldn't travel so much and stuff. Long story short, it brought up this whole field, all these repressed feelings that I had been very much avoiding for years of being in therapy and facing like really deep anxieties that I have, was so challenging and still is, because it's still a topic. Mm-hmm. And that was so challenging to realize that I have so many anxieties and fears that are so old, that are triggered by certain situations and stuff. And yeah, that was definitely the most challenging, to be able to bring them to the surface and be able to tolerate them or hold them, you know, and not being able to just get rid of them. And again, I think this is something that's not necessarily connected to 1 year, because it's still going on, but it was something that was way more present in 2021 than ever before.
I think, yeah, something that I learned as well is that you, the way that you're doing and your progress, like, it's another thing about control that is really something that you just have to deal with. You can think that you're doing so much better. Like, at one point I was doing so much better, and I did feel independent, and I did feel like empowered, and I didn't have so much anxiety when I was really busy and when nothing really was happening in my world that would provoke me or trigger me. But these last 2 months, like I said before, when I got back in touch with this person, all these old things, all these things that I thought that I fixed, which is of course very naive to think that you can just fix things, they're all back. Like, it's all back. It's worse than ever. And I think it's really important to remind yourself that it doesn't only have to do with your personal progress. The circumstances will change and things will happen, and you can go right back to where you were. Mm. Even before you started analysis, you can go back there at any point. And it doesn't mean that you failed. It just means that, I don't know, life still happens and things will keep happening. It's kind of more about like bouncing back than not experiencing those things at all.
Totally agree. I think we talked about this also last week, or not last week, in the last episode or the one before, where it's also a lot of about adaptability, like mm-hmm. your personal development or change or growth or whatever. I think it's a lot about adaptability. And as you said, it's not about not experiencing things, but when you experience them, which you will at some point in your life, how do I adapt to that? And how do I bounce back? And how do I deal with rejections and fears and so on? Coming to the next question on a more positive note, what was something in 2021 that was good?
Good question.
I already have an answer. I'm going to give you mine because I just thought okay. of it. Guys, seriously life-changing. This is going to sound so dumb. In the summer, first of all, again, the summer was good. I know also last year this was our answer. But in the summer, I was on vacation. And for 1 week out of this vacation, I did not use my phone once. And this sounds really, yeah, whatever. But let's all be real. We spend way too much time on our phones. And even though I think I have a relatively healthy relationship to it, I never understood how much it impacts me until I locked my phone away for 1 week. I only used it, I think, to listen to music when I was like working out or something, but I did not use social media. I did not check emails. I didn't check WhatsApp. I didn't check any of these things. And the feeling I got from it Mm-hmm. It was crazy. And the first day I was like, oh, I wonder if someone texted me and stuff. But then I completely also did not miss it. It felt really natural. And this is something I really want to implement in my life, in the sense of, for example, when I go on vacation and I know that no one needs to reach me and stuff,
yeah,
that it could be off my phone. But if you've never done that, like, I know it sounds so dumb, but it really was, that was really a vacation.
Yeah.
Just complete relaxation and kind of really coming back to yourself. Amazing. That week was so good in 2021.
It's actually really funny that you say that, because when I was in New York, I had my Austrian phone, so it didn't work most of the time. And I totally agree. Like, it was very, very freeing to have, like, I had my phone, and when I was home, I could check it. But when I was out, there was nothing to look at. So I feel like I really was so much more in the moment and so much more present, because I knew that it wouldn't work. So there was nothing, like, I didn't even have the urge or the need to see what was going on with anything, because it just wasn't even an option. And I have to say, it was very, very good for me. And when I came back, it was actually hard to get used to having a phone again, because I kept, for some reason, I kept thinking that it doesn't work when I leave my apartment.
Mm.
And then I would realize, like, wait, actually, no, it does work. But it was, yeah, I totally agree. It was really good for me not to be on my phone all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me, the good part about last year was just trying out a new job and realizing that I can be good at things that I wasn't aware of before. I think it's always like a huge confidence boost to know that you can try new things and really excel in them. So I think that was really, really good for my self-esteem and mental health.
Yeah, for sure. For me, something else that was good, there were actually quite a lot of things for me also that were really good in this year, but I'm just gonna pick one more. I had a really good year in terms of friendships.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I really had a lot of friendships that gotten more in, like, genuine, I feel like, and authentic and just better. And I kind of came together with friends that I hadn't been close with in a while and that I'm now closer with than ever. And also, I feel like our friendship, for me at least, at the beginning of the year or towards spring, we had a bit of a rough patch.
Yeah.
But I think after that, for me, it feels, not that I want to judge it as better or worse or anything like that, but you know what I mean? I feel like it feels more genuine to me and just more just like us being friends again.
Yeah.
And I feel like I had that with quite a lot of people where every single year, it's really always what you'll hear also as a kid, that you really realize who your friends are.
Yeah.
And who you also really want to invest time and energy in, because you know you're going to get something out of that. And that was really a good year for me in that sense, because I'm super happy with the people that are in my life and that I can call my friends.
Yeah. I think for me, it was definitely some of that, but also the opposite. I think I had lost a lot of friends. And not in a bad way. I think I just stopped putting so much effort into relationships that were not really genuine or didn't really benefit me in any way. And that was a big relief too, because I think in general, I'm more of like a people pleaser, and I always want people to like me and I don't want people to be angry at me. But letting go of that was definitely a relief as well, because you also realize when you stop making an effort into relationships that are not good for you, the other person, like, I realized when I stopped, I didn't get anything from the other person. Like, they didn't attempt to fix it or attempt to get in touch. And it was just, it was really interesting for me to learn that it was all me, like, keeping up that relationship. So it was good to let them go.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So the next question is a bit of an odd one. I don't know how we came up with these questions, or I think I might have found them somewhere or something. But the next one is, what was the biggest waste of time in 2021? But I actually also just thought of my answer.
Okay, what's yours?
And this is actually also really embarrassing for me. I don't know. I spend way too much time on YouTube.
Really?
Really. And listen, I know that like you can also learn a lot on YouTube and you can like listen to podcasts and YouTube and all that. But I just spend too much time on YouTube. Like I will be lying in bed at night and I get sucked into these videos of like the top 10 moments on SNL that will like make you cry laughing. And then I just get I feel like everyone does this, you know, you get sucked in and then you just...
Yeah.
Whatever. But I realize like I watch way too much shit that's just not even funny. You know, not that everything needs to be informative or something you learn from, but it's not even entertaining or something. And this is something I really want to change. That was the biggest waste of time, like looking at the big picture. I don't even want to know how much time I spend on YouTube, like per week, because I often do stuff while I listen to these videos.
Yeah.
But still, that's a waste of time.
That's a good one. I think mine would be similar now that you say that. I would say my biggest waste of time was watching true crime. It's interesting and it's fun and like I don't know, there's something that's very appealing about it and kind of gives you pleasure, but now that I think about it, I spent way too many hours watching true crime, and I think it definitely didn't help the mood or
the anxiety,
and I feel like I was kind of sabotaging myself because I would sit and watch these things for like hours, especially. And then I complain that I can't sleep and it's because I'm watching this shit all night. And I would watch like the craziest ones and I would also find them on YouTube. Like they weren't even normal shows. And I think that was definitely a waste of time. And I think maybe I would have been a bit more at ease if I watched a comedy or something. Okay, now most embarrassing part of 2021.
You go first.
Mine would have to be the fact that this person was pursuing me for, what, a year? And I went back to New York and was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to give this a chance. I'm just going to try. Even though this person literally convinced me, like I didn't even really like them before. And I totally put myself in the mindset, I'm going to give it a chance. He's obsessed with me. I'm just going to go for it. And then he ghosted me, so.
Damn. Yeah, I guess the question, most embarrassing part, I really cannot think of anything that I'm embarrassed of right now, looking back. But if we say, like, most rejecting part of 2021, as always, there was lots of rejection.
Yep.
Definitely were some situations where I put myself out there and was hardcore neglected, rejected. But also when I hear what you're saying, hey, I think we should all embrace the rejection, and being rejected means at least you tried.
Exactly. And I think rejection is part of life, and it's ridiculous to, I don't know, live in a way where you avoid being rejected because it's completely normal. And yeah.
I think this can count like as an answer, because even though now I look back and I don't think any of this is embarrassing, but in the moment when you're being rejected, you feel embarrassed.
Yeah.
You know, you feel embarrassed because you made yourself vulnerable and it didn't work. But whatever. Next question. On a positive note, what is something you're proud of from the past year, 2021?
I am proud of myself. It's a bit repetitive, but I am proud of myself for being so adaptable and putting my, I don't know, I'm such an emotional person, but when things are really tough or I need to make decisions, I think I'm really proud that I could put my emotions to the side for a moment, not forever, but for a moment, and just kind of get through the time. And when I look back at it, I think I did very well. There were, of course, some mistakes and some hurdles, but overall, I'm really proud of myself.
Totally get that. I agree. And for me, I'm proud of, honestly, I'm proud of how I've been handling the pandemic, mm-hmm. I gotta say. Because, of course, I also have, like, shitloads of anxiety, as I said, in the past year more than ever. But I'm proud of having been able to deal with that and having been able to go through it and still being here and still being somewhat okay. So I'm proud of that. And I'm also proud of kind of owning my shit more and also owning up to who I am more. And this is something we talked about recently also. Of course, we both also have enormous insecurities and stuff. But I feel like this year I've also been way better at setting boundaries sooner rather than later, especially when it comes to dating. And the insecurity of, oh, I don't want to be that girl or something like that. Yeah. And I feel like I kind of have gotten much better at owning up to, but I am that person. And I like myself the way I am, so I'm not going to play these games. So I'm proud of that when I do it, when it comes to that.
Yeah, I think it's been really hard to deal with this voice in my head. Not that I have an actual voice in my head, but everybody has a voice in their head. And it's, of course, been more intense when nothing is happening and you're alone and you're home. And that voice is really hard to deal with. And a lot of times it tells me that I'm whatever, pathetic and ridiculous and overreacting and embarrassing. And I think you're right. I'm also proud of the fact that I could kind of live with it and not let it take over my daily life. Of course, it's a part of it, but I think we've both really been able to listen to it and understand that it's there, but get through it.
So, two more questions. Next question. What do you want more of in 2022? I remember last year my answer was fun. And that's still very applicable because I still want more fun in my life.
Yes.
But I also need to think of something else. Okay, I know mine.
Okay.
And this is completely my responsibility. What I want more of in 2022 is a go with the flow mentality. I know this sounds cringe, but what it means is chill the fuck down.
Mm-hmm.
Chill the fuck down? No.
Ouch.
Chill out. Chill out or calm down. But I get so attached to the outcome of things that I very often don't enjoy the process. And this is related to every part of my life. And I really want more of just like chill. And chill not in the sense of chilling at home alone because it's COVID and you cannot do anything, but as an inner state of mind, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like calm down. It's all gonna be fine. And
yeah,
this is
a good one.
This is completely my responsibility. And I also want more fun.
I definitely want more fun. And I would say I am very chill, but I would say for me, which is also completely my responsibility, and it also kind of, it goes against what we preach, saying that like you should just be who you are and it's okay. But it's also normal to not like things about yourself. And I would really appreciate if one event doesn't completely throw off my whole life, like one event doesn't completely destroy my sleep cycle, my eating patterns.
So you want more stability.
Some stability would be great, which we saw in the last episode. I'm not very mentally stable.
True.
But yeah, it's something that I'm used to and I know how to deal with myself and all these things, but it still feels like shit. So I would love to not be so sensitive to the world.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's get to the most important part.
Okay.
New Year's resolutions. And if you want to know what our attitudes are towards New Year's resolutions, we talked about this last year, so you can go back and listen to that. But our New Year's resolutions are rather intentions for this upcoming year. Just some goals we may have, even though we won't beat ourselves up about it if we don't make them. But I think it's nice to start with a few intentions, and I have a few, actually.
And I also, clearly we forgot the ones from last year, of course. They're not like...
We should definitely write them down, and also we should hold each other accountable. This is the key, you know?
We really should. I'm glad that we have proof because it's recorded.
And also, I don't need to remember my own. I can remember yours, that's and you true. Remember mine, and then we hold each other accountable.
Very true.
So, and I also really thought about this, because I want to be as specific as possible. Because it's harder to have intentions when they're vague, like be nicer or something, you know, it's difficult. So listen to this. I want to make one new friend. Listen to me. When you're older, you get older, you have your friends, right?
Yes.
And you like date and all this, but you never intentionally make new friends. And I think that's a shame. And it would be nice to make a new friend, not because I'm not happy with my friends right now, but why not? The more, the merrier. And this doesn't, I'm not talking about a friend that's going to be my closest friend for the rest of my life, but just going out into the world, socializing, more with the intention of simply meeting people, getting to know people.
Yeah.
Also as friends. And this is one of my intentions. I want to make one new friend. And I'm not saying someone that I go out drinking with once, but at least someone that I meet, I don't know, once a month or something to hang out. Make a new friend.
That's a good one. Damn, what are mine? Okay, this is a good one, but it's very hard because...
Are you setting yourself up for failure?
I am. I would like to sleep and wake up at normal times.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm very good at for periods of time, but then I have like these 2 week periods where I'm just totally off. Like I went to bed at 6 a.m. and woke up at 10:30.
Okay, but we have to be more specific. What is normal times?
Not normal times. I would like to sleep and wake up when I choose.
What about that? Can be very contradicting. What do you mean?
Like I would
name a time because, phrase in which you want to go to bed.
It doesn't have to be a time, you know, it should just be because the problem is that I can't sleep. And the problem is that, you know, last night I went to bed at 11. But I was up for hours, not able to sleep. So I would like to be able to go to bed and sleep.
Okay, but I really think you should get some sleeping medication, because this is why people get sleep medication when they have very irregular sleep and troubles.
Yeah.
Chronically falling asleep.
But that's the problem with me. It's not chronic.
But then also for phases.
That's true.
That's good enough.
Very true. So that's going to be one.
Mm.
Oh my God. I have a really cliche one. Which is not, I'm sorry.
Go for it.
It's just true.
Mm.
I want to lose 3 kilos.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's fair. Whatever. It's fair. Yeah, it's of fair. Course. Everything's fair. Yeah. Oh, wait, no, this is also so dumb. I should have thought about this question more because now just the weirdest things come to mind. But I... No.
What?
It's not a New Year's intention.
You want to get the curtain bangs?
No. I just wanted to say, is it a New Year's intention to get a new haircut?
Yes.
And I mean something in the sense of really something new. And the other day I told Lola that I need to change my haircut. And she was like, oh God, what's going to happen?
No, that's a good one.
No, but in all seriousness, I also do have a New Year's intention regarding like my job. And that I want a new job starting in fall mm-hmm. next year, and that I want to get a more regular job than now and finish uni. So there are these intentions, but I'm thinking of more like entertaining ones to also listen to.
Yeah, it's tough. I feel like we have like no expectations of ourselves, which is kind of good. I mean, it's kind of a relief because last year I think we had a lot more plans.
I want to, this is related to what I said before, I want to spend less time on my phone, especially watching dumb shit on YouTube. But I need to be more specific about that. I feel like I still need to think about it and like how I manage that. But really only being allowed to open the app like once a day or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something like that. But I still have to think of it. But I really, really want to spend less time on my phone in general, especially in all sorts of social media.
See, but then you make things complicated for yourself because you have one intention of chilling out.
Yeah, I know.
And then you have the other intention of like making things more structured, you know?
Ugh, it's so right. Well, I guess my main intention is just to chill out.
And not want to go on YouTube.
Exactly. My intention is to chill out more and be more focused on the present and like the process rather than the outcome of things.
That's a really good one. I think for me as well, I would like to stop looking at the bigger picture. For some people, it's important to have a bigger picture in mind when things are not going well or when they're in a tough situation. But for me, I really need to do the opposite. And I need to stop thinking about the bigger picture and stop thinking about what's going to happen in 5 years or 10 years. And really focus much more on what I'm doing right now because I'm very good at avoiding that.
So we actually have very similar intentions.
True.
Nice. Good. So one of us should remember that. So we hold each other accountable.
I'm gonna check if you're on YouTube.
You gotta text me. Are you on YouTube? And I'm like, no.
And then you're gonna answer. I'll be like, well, why are you on your phone?
So true. Okay, so we both have the intention of just being more present and kind of focusing more on the now and like the near future then.
Yes, and having more fun.
Chilling out. All the intentions.
I think that's very doable.
Me
too. I think we can do that.
If we remember it. So guys, also feel free to hold us accountable. Maybe sometime during the year, shoot us a message. How's it going? And I'm sure we'll be like, oh shit. Like,
and I'm gonna drop the whole thing from last year about not letting people affect me so much because I obviously was not able to do that. But I can work on it. But I'm not gonna. I think it was too big of a task.
Yeah.
And I think I was not being honest with myself because that's really a huge part of who I am and I can't just get rid of it.
Right. Well, we'll see how these intentions go. They're pretty big, but I'm very curious and it was kind of like hard to even verbalize them, but we got here. Guys, please let us know what your New Year's intentions are, if you have any. And also if you managed to keep up the ones from last year. I would be genuinely interested.
Yes, tell us if you managed to actually do any of the ones from last year or even remember them. Because
yeah. Are we the only ones who forget their New Year's resolutions? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
And also, as we're coming to the end of the episode, just so you know, there might not be another episode for a couple of weeks because Lola is going back to New York. And don't worry, we are all still traumatized from what happened last year, but she is coming back.
I'm coming back.
But we don't know yet when the next episode will come up. So in the meantime, check out the ones you've missed or the ones you want to hear again. For example, the one from last year from New Year's. And yeah,
keep in touch. We'll still be available. Carla's going to go on vacation and avoid her phone, but I have mine.
True.
So feel free to text us or whatever, and we will be in touch.
Yeah, and we genuinely hope that you have a good start into this new year of 2022. Best year yet.
Yes, don't be too hard on yourself.
Take it easy, chill. Focus on the now. Be present. Oh my God. I'm so curious for next year's episode.
Me too.
Okay.
All right. Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening.